All right, Turbosai. Good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. We're picking up today with Perek Tes, chapter 9 in Mesilas Yesharim. So right, the title of the chapter is "Veveyar Mafsidei Hazrizos VaHachakamehem." Those things, those items, or those activities, or those actions, or mindsets that take away from the midah of zrizos and distance oneself from that midah. Right, Ramchal. Hine mafsidei hazrizos hem hem magdilei ha'atzla. So what he says, those things, that this is obvious when he says this, is actually, when you think about it, it's quite obvious. Those things that detract from a person's sense of zrizos are those very things that amplify a person's sense of laziness. Magdilei ha'atzla. V'ha'gadol shebekulam, the thing that ultimately detracts from zrizos most and creates a sense of atzla, of laziness. This is actually very amazing. Hubakashas hamenucha gufius, the sinas hatorach, the avas haidunim betashlum koltaneim. So the thing that ultimately again detracts from a person's sense of zrizus most and amplifies life laziness most is when a person spends their life looking, or I should say, a person desires menucha hagufius, physical rest. Right? If a person thinks that life is all about rest, or that life is about trying to find a sense of rest, the sinas hatorach, or a person is always trying to make their life easier. Right? I don't want to work so hard. I'd like to relax a little bit more. Va'ava saidunim, and a love of a physical pleasure. B'tashlum kol tineim, in all its different forms. We'll say, so then Chal is saying over here, and this is amazing, is he says, sometimes the greatest obstacle for zrizus is the mindset that we have in life. What is the goal? If I think that the goal in life is to be relaxed, if the goal in life is to be well-rested, if the goal in life is not to have a lot on my plate and not to work so hard, the Ramchal says, not only is that unequivocally wrong, but at the end of the day, that it's that mindset that fuels atzlos, that fuels laziness, and it's laziness that ultimately is the antithesis of zihirus. Ki hine ha'adam kazeh, because a person like this, vaday shetichbad alav ha'avoda lifnei boro goved godol. Because also, listen to this. The Ramchal says, because if I'm the kind of person that is just simply looking to take it easy, and I'm looking to take things off my plate, and I'm looking to relax, and I'm looking to sleep, and I'm looking to be well rested, then ultimately a person like this will find the service of God to be an incredible imposition, an incredible yoke. Why, Rabosai? Because service of God, as we know, requires of us to get up early, right? And requires of us to give up sleep, and requires of us to work hard. And the truth is, requires of us very often to put our own needs second and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs first. It's not. The truth is, we know that living a Torah life is a magnificent and beautiful thing. It's not easy. It's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. So the only way to be a successful Jew is if your goal is not to relax. If your goal is to relax and to take it easy and to be rested, then one is going to find a Torah lifestyle exceptionally challenging. Listen to this. Because someone who wants to be able to eat his meals quietly and peacefully, or to sleep, right? Can you imagine such a thing? To sleep as much as you want, right? To sleep, you know, we'll say, like, I guess, like, lahavdil, be like, imagine going to sleep without having to set an alarm, right? So you go to sleep and you wake up when you want to wake up. Or the truth is, you only go where you want to go. If that's my mindset, that I want to sleep until I'm rested, then I'm going to find it difficult to wake up for shul in the morning. Oh, or I will say, if you know what, if I'm eating dinner and it's mincha time, but you know what, I want to enjoy my meal. I want to sit back, I want to relax, but it's mincha time. Oh, let's say it's ledvar mitzvah, im lo yaha'is baror, or to go out and do a mitzvah at not the best time. In the footnote, he says, yaha'is baror, mezik ha'avir bahir v'nayar, to go out to do a mitzvah when the weather is not exactly perfect. All the more so to hurry oneself to go out and do a mitzvah or to learn. Omisha Margil Atzmolim in Hagos Ha'ila. So, we'll say a person who habituates himself to these types of behaviors, essentially pleasure seeking behaviors. And I want to be clear, when he seeks out pleasure-seeking behaviors, remember, he's not talking about engaging in forbidden things or things like that. The Shaila just says, and this is very important, Yisod, like, what is the goal of life? If the goal of life, I think I'll say, you know how sometimes people have, like, you know, the like this panorama view, what's the goal in life? The goal in life is, you know, to sit down on that island, and you're sitting on your beach chair, and you know your feet are in the water, and you're holding a cold drink, and you're just and that's like utopia. Now the truth is, sounds nice, like for a few days. For a few days, a person wants to relax a little bit. Person needs to recharge. No Shiloh, that is a very good thing, but as a lifestyle, certainly not going to work for the Jew. And the greatest problem we have is that sometimes we think that life is about being comfortable, and life is about being well-rested, and life is about taking it easy, and life is about everything kind of fitting very nicely into just a regularly organized schedule. And the truth is, it's not the way it works. More often than not, the Jew finds himself tired and weary and exhausted and going in a million different directions because, again, there's a lot to accomplish in life. And again, I will say, at the end of the day, person knows that when they live that life, even if they're exhausted and tired, they feel fulfilled, accomplished, and at the end of the day, happy. The Ramchal just says that a person has to make sure that they're living life with the right mindset as to what they are aspiring to. Va'amnam, tzarech sheyeda. Tzarech sheyeda adam. Ki lo limnuchu ba'olam hazeh. We'll say a person has to realize that he's not in this world for rest. This world is not about being rested. Ela la'amal v'torach. But rather, this world is about exertion and work. It's all about amelus, it's all about exerting oneself, and Torah is all about working very hard. Listen to this. Person has to go ahead and conduct himself in this world like a worker, like a day laborer. As the Gemara says, Erevin says, Agire di yoma anan. We'll say, we are but hired day laborers for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an incredible thing. You know, if you think about it, by the way, so what does a day laborer do? Right? So a day laborer is hired for the day, and the day laborer has to put in an honest day's work in order to get his pay. So the Gemara Maseches Erevin says that the truth is, to a certain degree, the best way to view ourselves in this world is we're day laborers. Now, that has two connotations, by the way. The connotation number one is that I really have to put in an honest day's work, right? I have to work hard each and every day in order to ensure that I, quote-unquote, get paid by the employer. But I will say what it also means, and this is just a side point, is the great part is if you're a day laborer, is if for some reason you messed up today's work, there's always tomorrow, right? And even if I haven't been a good worker for all of these years, there's always the opportunity to reinvent myself on a day. Each day is its own self-contained idea. Ushnasav arai omdim tamid muchanim laiskrav. And I will say today, so we say that a person has to go out and view himself like a soldier. What do soldiers do when they're in the field? They eat quickly, they sleep sporadically, and they're always ready to do battle. That is the paradigm for the Jew. Va'al zeh ne'emar, and about this it is said, ki adam la'amal yulad. Man was born to toil. U'kishiyargil atzmo. When a person goes ahead and habituates himself in this derech, now also remember, so this derech ultimately being the derech of work and the derech of exertion and the derech of where my goal is not to be b'menucha. That's not my goal. Yimtzah avoda kala alavada. Also, it's very interesting that a person will find avodas Hashem actually very easy, very easy. Why? Kevan shlo yechzar ba'atzmo ha'azmana va'achana elah. Because they'll be prepared for it. In other words, we'll both say that if a person is in the mindset of working, and a person is in the mindset, ultimately, again, of exerting themselves, then at the end of the day, bless you, then avodas Hashem does not become an all. So we'll say, what the Ramchal is describing over here is something very important. Our greatest challenge with our Judaism is what? That sometimes it just feels like a yoke. Just feels like a yoke. That God is like putting this whole thing on my shoulders that I have to do. The Ramchal says, you know why it feels like a yoke? The only thing that feels like a yoke is if your life orientation is one of relaxation. So if you feel that your life is all about me being comfortable, well-rested, and relaxed, then yes, service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to feel like a yoke. But if I realize that I'm a soldier, and I eat sporadically, sleep sporadically, I realize that at the end of the day, I'm a day laborer, and my goal is to work, I realize that ultimately, again, Adam la'amo yulad, if I realize that my job is to work and to exert myself, then suddenly Avodas Hashem is not an all. Suddenly it's not difficult. Suddenly, again, there are challenges, but l'mayis, again, I'm prepared to meet them. He says, and about this, Chazal said, this is the derech of Torah. Pas b'melach tochal, eat bread with salt, umbaim mishura tishta, drink water, va'ala aretz tishan, and sleep on the ground. So let's say, you know, I always wondered about this Mishnah. You know, if you were trying to market Torah, this is totally not the way to do it, right? Sign up for a lifestyle of drinking, of eating bread, you know, drinking water and sleeping on the floor. And first of all, I'll tell you why it's also difficult, because the truth is, it's not totally true. That's not the way you have to go ahead and acquire Torah. It's not that you have to acquire Torah. Like, you have to go ahead, meaning that Torah, meaning a person is permitted to enjoy the pleasures of this world. Just that the idea is that one has to do it in moderation. So what's the pshat? So Dan Chal says, Shukral harchaka b'tachlis min haminuchos v'aydunim. What Chazal are trying to teach with that statement is that if you want to acquire Torah, you just can't make your life about pleasure and about rest. That's all Chazal are saying. Because if your life is all about, you know, I like to take my time in eating my meals, and I like to have my rest, and I like to sleep X amount of hours. Again, these are all good things, but Lamai said, that can't be what life is about. Because if that was what life's about, then you're not going to accomplish anything. And Avodas Hashem is going to feel like a yoke that you're going to spend your life trying to shake off. But if you so that's that. So Pazma Tochal, is not saying you have to give up all earthly pleasures. It's just saying that realize that life is not about rest and the acquisition of pleasure. That you can get by with a little bit less and not make those things the focus of your life, then l'may still be successful in Avodas Hashem. Shukral ha'archaka b'tachlis min ha'minuchos v'aydunim. Chazal are just saying that at the end of the day, if you place a little bit of distance from making menucha, rest, and idunim, pleasure, the tachlis of your life, the purpose of life, then suddenly you will be able to find yourself to answer the, you will be able to find that you are able to answer the call of Avodas Hashem. All right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with Gimel and Meretz Hashem.